Sam Sanders here, letting you know that you, right now, are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
Hello and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. That was Mexico City duo Titanic. Do not care. They do not care about SEO. They're going for the name they want. Good for them. That was from the album Vidrio, which came out in October. And that was the song Anonyma. Today's show is going to be a pretty mellow affair for the most part. I am going to play some new Andre 3000. If you haven't heard his new ambient flute album, it is a delight. So we're going to have a pretty mellow start to the show. And then we will pick it up a little bit in the middle and then end on a high note or end on a high energy note. It's graduation time at UBC here, so there's lots of people in gowns and like proud-looking parents and family members. So it's a nice celebratory day here on campus. So let's completely bring down the mood and get very, very mellow. So Andre 3000, member of Outkast, one of the most esteemed rappers of his generation, hasn't put out an album in 17 years. So was away from the limelight for quite a while. He did some acting, he did some guest spots, but hasn't put out anything in his name. And he would be spotted like around the world, globetrotting, with a flute and playing the flutes and taking a harp lesson. And it was clear that he was expanding his idea of what his musicianship was. And a couple weeks ago, he announced a new album called New Blue Sun, which he recorded with a collective in Los Angeles that plays ambient music. And so this was the fruits of those sessions. So the album is New Blue Sun, and we're going to hear the song Bipolar Daughter Wears a 3000 Shirt Embroidered. It's a 13-minute song, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm just going to start it off, play about 5 minutes, and if you're interested in it, you can dip back. But 13 minutes is just a bit too much real estate. So here is Andre 3000 from New Blue Sun, and this is Bipolar Disorder's Daughter Wears a 3000 Shirt Embroidered. Here we go. Thank you.
K'lalalelum is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, K'lalalelum aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, k'lalalelum.ca, or Instagram at k'lalalelum to learn more or donate. Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? Between the past and between the
Right, that was Woods from their new record entitled Perennial. That was the song Between the Past. And yeah, it started with a very mellow flute part, so I thought it flowed nicely with what we were listening to previously, which was, before that we heard Joanna Brook from with her song Lifting Off. from Healing Music 1981. And that was included in I Am the Center, private issue New Age in America, 1950 to 1990, from Light in the Attic Records. And that, if you're into ambient music at all, I highly recommend that, and you haven't already heard it, I recommend that compilation. It's a great entry point, and for me, it was like a really like eye-opening, ear-opening comp. So I Am the Center. Before that, we heard Ray Lynch from his 1986 album Deep Breakfast. That was the song The O of Pleasure. And I heard about that. Jesse Locke, who's a local music writer and musician, posted about that. And I remember John Wilson, who has a show called How To with John Wilson, which is very good, talking about listening to Ray Lynch while editing. And yeah, you can. If you know the show and you've heard the music, it kind of fits. So that was The O of Pleasure. And at the top, we heard Andre 3000. All right, we are going to put some pep in our step and pick up the pace a little bit. Sofia Cortesis is from Peru, but now lives in Berlin. And she has a new album that she has dedicated to her mother, Madres. The album's called Madres. And so we're going to hear the song Si Te Portras Bonito. So here is Sofia Cortesis, and here is a dance song.
Vamos, vamos para adelante. Dime que está en tu mente. Vas a querer hablarme. Vas a querer escucharme. Vas a querer tocarme. Vas a querer comerme. Amante. Vamos, vamos para adelante.
by saying this? I know that scares you. All of the big occasions you might have missed. No, I accept you. And I don't even need to know your reasons. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I think you sometimes forget I would know you best.
It's okay to cry. It's okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay. It's okay. Join me, Audrey, for Tea Dreamy every Sunday from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m., Greg Araki's Fever Dream. Tune in for shoegaze, synths, and some lo-fi sweetness.
Welcome. I'm Sue Joaquin.
Do tanse. Ichua,
Israel. Ahlo, sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tai, tai, tan.
You were invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissesism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
That was quite a long set. My friend Gabrielle stopped by, and she was the one that recorded Sam Sanders in Seattle last weekend for that nice little promo at the top of the show. Very nice, very nice. We just heard Doohickey Cubicle, and that was their new single. entitled Super Smeller. And Doohickey Cubicle recently went through, well, one of their members went through a pretty big scare, which had like a strangely ironic connection to that song and the music video. One of their members had cancer of their nose, sinus cancer. And so they are treated and doing better. So that's very nice to hear. But their music video is all about noses, and the other member that wasn't ill has a very funky nose in the music video. So that was very interesting. They are going to be playing at Redgate this Saturday night with Please Be Nice, Bell Tower, and Punching Knives. And that is a Music for Palestine show. So supporting Palestine. And I'm not sure what the... I don't know. Music in Solidarity with Palestine. Co-presentation by Mint Records and the Redgate Arts Society. And so, yeah, you can go to that on Saturday, November 25th. Okay, we had a big long set. So before that, we heard local collective, the V. Vecker Ensemble. That was from the new record, Acidia Phase. That was the song Cold Storage. Before that, we heard Sophie with their from the Oil of the Pearl on Insides. Let me just, sorry. Oil of Every Pearl's Uninsides was the name of that EP, and the song was It's Okay to Cry. And at the top, we heard Sofia Cortez, or Cortesis, from Madres, and that was the song Si Te Portas Bonita. Bonito. Okay. Thank you for taking that journey with me. We're going to play a few more songs, and then we have one last song to finish up, but I'm going to play a couple of songs from... actually, I'm just going to play one. I'm going to play Bloom Effect. I saw them last Tuesday as a part of Shindig. Shindig is... It's right in the thick of Shindig right now. Shindig is CITR's Battle of the Bands, an annual tradition for 30-plus years. And so every Tuesday night this month, four bands have been playing. All of those results are going to be tabulated. And at the end of the month, four finalists are going to be announced, and they'll play on December 5th for the podcast or the Shindig finale. I saw Bloom Effect, and they were quite good. This is their new single, Year Zero. Here is Bloom Effect.
Yeah.
Alright, so that was Bloom Effect. That was the song Year Zero. And I had a few other Shindig bands, but just didn't get to it. So sorry to that band. I'm going to play some Depeche Mode to close us out. I'm still on the fence about whether or not to go see them at Rogers Arena tomorrow. Big rock shows, not really my thing, but I've never seen Depeche Mode, was a big fan back in the day, and so anyways, thinking about it. Also, Skinny Puppy is playing their farewell shows this weekend, tonight and tomorrow at the Commodore, so I hope my industrial fans are all stoked for that. But yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening, and I shall see you, or you shall hear me next week. We're going to close out with a live version of Everything Counts, an early single by Depeche Mode. And I remember years ago, someone, I can't find them now, but gave me a bunch of bootlegs of live Depeche Mode, and it was always very good, which is like, I should go see them live. But anyways, live version of Everything Counts. Thanks for listening. See y'all next week. Bye.